Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Shagun Chopra with the midday news. The headlines. Lok Sabha resumes discussion on union budget. Arun Bharti of LJP terms it visionary and inclusive. Says it lays foundation for developed India by 2047. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accuses Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi of using national security issues as a political tool in the House. Delhi High Court issues notice to Delhi Police on PIL on missing persons in the national capital. Sacred Devni Muri relics of Lord Buddha depart for India today after a week-long public exposition in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to meet US President Donald Trump in Washington today. And in hockey, India to play against Belgium in the FIH Pro League campaign in Rourkela this evening. The Lok Sabha has resumed discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in the Parliament on the 1st of this month. Participating in the discussion, Arun Bharti of LJPR has described the Union Budget as a budget for the nation's development. He termed it as a visionary and inclusive budget, saying it will lay the foundation of achieving the goal of a developed India by 2047. Dr. Rajkumar Chabbebal of AAP has alleged that there is nothing concrete in the union budget for the people of the country. He said allocations for the National Health Mission have been reduced in the budget. Sudhir Gupta of BJP hailed the union budget, saying that it will fulfill the vision of making India a developed nation by 2047. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, said there is nothing concrete in the union budget. He said the budget is centered about artificial intelligence, AI, and expressed apprehension that lots of jobs will be challenged by AI in the engineering and IT sector.
Data is important. If the India Alliance was negotiating with President Trump, the first thing we would say is, President Trump, the most important thing in this equation is Indian data. You want to protect your dollar? We want to help you protect your dollar. But please remember that if you want to protect your dollar, the biggest asset that can protect your dollar is lying with the Indian people.
Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has accused Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, of using national security issues as a political tool in the House. He said national security is an extremely important matter for the country and urged Mr. Gandhi to refrain from raising such issues in a manner for political gain. Commenting on the notice regarding the removal of the Lok Sabha Speaker, Mr. Rijiju said there are well-established norms and procedures in the House for dealing with such matters. He added that the action of Congress MPs in this regard has lowered the dignity of the Speaker's office.
Entire matter is before the people of the country. How a member in the parliament is trying to use a very sensitive matter through unfair means, a sensitive matter related to security, to be used as an instrument to drive a political mileage. It is very unfortunate. He himself should understand that he is an honorable member of the parliament. He owes certain responsibility to the people of this country. You have an obligation to maintain the decorum of the house and also to think about the interests of the nation.
Union Minister for Rural Development and Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today described the Union Budget 2026-27 as historic and futuristic and will bring significant change to the nation as well as to the northeastern region. Speaking to the media in Guwahati today, the Union Minister said the Union Budget has made a record financial allocation aimed at transforming Assam and the entire Northeast into a major growth engine. The Union Minister further informed that the union government will develop a corridor in Assam for critical and rare earth minerals.
An allocation of 500 crore rupees has been made for the Northeastern Council. The development of rare minerals will provide a new identity to the Northeastern region of India. A rare earth corridor will also be established to strengthen the sector. In addition, a dedicated freight cargo network will be developed along with the expansion of waterways and the introduction of a high-speed rail corridor. These initiatives will significantly contribute to the region's growth and accelerate the progress towards a Viksit Bharat.
Viksit Bharat ki yatra ki gati ko aur tej karne ka kaam karenge.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the centre has allocated a record railway budget of 14,205 crore rupees for West Bengal in the Union Budget 2026-27. He said that during the UPA regime between 2009 to 2014, the railway budget for the state was only 4,300 crore rupees. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Vaishnav informed that railway projects in West Bengal require 4,662 hectares of land, out of which only 27% has been acquired so far.
पश्चिम बंगाल के रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट्स को एक्सपीडाइट कराने के लिए
देयर इज अ नीड टू एक्सपीडिएट रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट्स इन वेस्ट बंगाल ऑफ द टोटल रिक्वायरमेंट ऑफ 4662 हेक्टर्स ऑफ लैंड फॉर दीस प्रोजेक्ट्स ओनली 27% हैज बीन एक्वायर्ड सो फार फर्दर मोर देयर आर सेवरल रेल प्रोजेक्ट्स इन द स्टेट वेयर द प्रोसेस ऑफ लैंड एक्विजिशन हैज नॉट येट कमेंस्ड
जीरो लैंड एक्विजिशन.
Speaking about Maharashtra, the minister said railway development work is being carried out in a comprehensive manner and railway projects worth 1,50,000 crore rupees are currently underway in the state.
In Maharashtra, rail development is being undertaken in a comprehensive and accelerated manner. Projects worth 1.5 lakh crore are currently in progress across the state. He further highlighted that the budgetary allocation for railways in Maharashtra stands at 23,926 crore. Additionally, several new projects have been initiated to enhance connectivity to key industrial cities in the state.
226 crore rupees ka budget railway ka is varsh ke liye avantan kiya hai, jo ki kai naye projects hath mein liye gaye, jo ki Maharashtra के इंडस्ट्रियल क्षेत्रों को जोड़ते हैं, औद्योगिक नगरियों को जोड़ते हैं.
News just in, the Rajya Sabha has also resumed discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. The Industrial Relations Code Amendment Bill 2026 was today introduced in the Lok Sabha. Union Minister of Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandaviya introduced the bill in the House during zero hour. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla paid tributes to Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President called Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay a visionary thinker and nation builder who dedicated his life to the service of the society. In another social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay's principles and thoughts, rooted in values, will continue to remain a guiding light for every generation of the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Delhi High Court today issued a notice to Delhi Police on a public interest litigation or PIL concerning cases of missing persons in the national capital. During the hearing, the Delhi Court observed that two contrasting narratives are currently prevalent in the media regarding the issue of missing persons in Delhi and said it will examine the factual position after receiving responses from the authorities. The Delhi High Court has posted the PIL for further hearing on February 18. The development follows closely after the National Human Rights Commission took sumo to cognizance of the matter and issued notices to the Chief Secretary of the Delhi Government as well as the Commissioner of Police, Delhi, directing them to submit a detailed report within 2 weeks. The electronic sector has welcomed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States of America. Talking to Akashwani News, Vice Chairman of Electronics and Computer Software Export Promotion Council, Rajesh M. Revankar, said that the deal will provide a big opportunity for the electronics sector. He added that the reduction of tariffs will prove advantageous for multiple business sectors of the country. Mr. Revankar also highlighted that as India has a lesser percentage of tariffs as compared to the other countries, it will provide a larger market access for the electronics sector of the country.
It is going to set a big advantage for Indian, you know, the businesses. You know, the trade tariff coming to 18%. Definitely, it is going to, you know, bring a lot more, you know, larger market access for the electronics industry. And then it would also help to create a value chain upgradation possibilities.
Director, Agra Products Private Limited, Rohit Gupta, has hailed the India-US trade deal, saying it will unfold many opportunities for Indian manufacturers in the US market. Talking exclusively to Akashwani News, Mr. Gupta said the reduction in tariffs would contribute to achieving the country's export target. He asserted that the trade deal will prove to be a boon for the gemstone industry and called it a big milestone.
I think it's a big milestone, and I'd like to congratulate our Honorable Prime Minister to achieve this historic deal. The trade deal will really benefit us. Vis-a-vis, we have a trade deal with Australia now, UK, EU, and now with United States. So this will unfold a lot of opportunities for Indian manufacturers to showcase their strength of manufacturing into US market.
Indian Air Force will demonstrate its precision targeting capabilities at Exercise Vayu Shakti to be held in Pokhran, Rajasthan. Briefing the media at the curtain raiser event in New Delhi today, Vice Chief of the Air Staff Air Marshal Nagesh Kapoor informed that over 120 defence assets will be deployed during the exercise. A total of 77 fighter aircraft, 43 helicopters and 8 transport aircraft will participate in the exercise Vayu Shakti to be held on 27th of this month. The sacred Devnimuri relics of Lord Buddha departed for India today after a week-long public exposition at the revered Gangaramaya Temple in Colombo, Sri Lanka. The Culture Ministry informed that the ceremonial departure took place at Bandaranaike International Airport in the presence of Sri Lankan ministers and the High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka. The holy relics, which were taken abroad for their first ever international exposition, are being escorted back by a high-level Indian delegation. In Bangladesh, the Election Commission today began distributing ballot boxes and other election materials to polling centres across the country ahead of national parliamentary election tomorrow. Ballot boxes are expected to reach polling centres by the evening. Polling will take place from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. without any break at 42,779 centres in 299 constituencies. The EC said 12.77 crore voters, including 6.48 crore men and 6.28 crore women, are eligible to cast their ballots. Our report.
The Election Commission of Bangladesh says ballot boxes and other voting materials are being delivered to polling centres across the country ahead of tomorrow's national election and referendum. Polling will begin at 7:30 in the morning and continue until 4:30 in the afternoon without any break. Voting will be held at more than 42,000 centres in 229 constituencies. Over 127 million voters are eligible to cast their ballots. Alongside the parliamentary election, voters will also take part in a referendum on key constitutional reforms under the proposed July Charter. Security has been stepped up nationwide. Chief Election Commissioner AMM Nasiruddin is scheduled to address the nation this evening, urging citizens to vote without fear. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Washington today, seeking to press him to adopt a tougher line on Iran's ballistic missile program in the next round of talks. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt has said discussion will be focused on energy and deregulation. In hockey, India will play against Belgium in the FIH Pro League campaign at the Birsa Munda International Hockey Stadium in Rourkela this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading on a steady note during afternoon trade today. The Sensex dipped 21 points to 84,253, while the Nifty added 22 points to 25,957 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both houses of parliament resume discussion on union budget. Arun Bharti of LJP terms it visionary and inclusive, says it lays foundation for developed India by 2047. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju accuses Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi of using national security issues as a political tool in the House. Delhi High Court issues notice to Delhi Police on PIL on missing persons in the national capital. Sacred Devnimuri relics of Lord Buddha depart for India today after a week-long public exposition in Colombo, Sri Lanka. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to meet US President Donald Trump in Washington today. And in hockey, India to play against Belgium in the FIH Pro League campaign in Rourkela this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.